Blog Talk Radio.
We have to let this play out.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Late Night Girls. How you doing?
Hey, everyone. It's Jen McNeil and Marita. Another Tuesday at 10. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Absolutely. We're excited to be here. Woo! As always. We are, trying to get our lives together over here. Get your life, people. Well, we've got an interesting topic on tonight. We're going to be talking about Age ain't nothing but a number, or is it, right? I don't know, but we've already got a couple of people that have commented on our Facebook page. So listen, if you got any thoughts about this, what's too young, what's too old, what's the pros and cons for dating someone much younger, much older? Are they all the same? I mean, really, though. I've learned some interesting things over the past couple months, and actually over the past couple years, about dating someone that's like, what's it, the extreme? Like, I tend to go from like one extreme to the other, like when it comes to relationships. I don't know. It's either they're like really old or really young. But yeah, we got some thoughts of our own about this. But we definitely love for you to call in and pitch in on the combo. So, don't leave us by ourselves. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, people. Woohoo. But anyway, Jen, how was your week? How was your weekend?
My week was pretty good. Actually, I spent it with you again,
Aha! That's right. We did spend it together. I was like, how's the weekend? I didn't forget. Right.
Yeah, we did spend it together, and it was pretty cool. We have to say, like, I am up here with Marita today, so it's a special episode.
Absolutely, because it's not often that we actually get to do the show in the same room and in the same place.
This is the first time ever, I believe.
You're right. We can do like our little videos and stuff when we're together. But yeah, this is our first time ever doing it together. Oh my God!
Almost 3 years.
This is
kind of cool. And I think it flows better when we're together. I think we can do it more.
I love this. Yeah. This is cool. Yeah, because we can see each other and we can like kind of vibe off of each other even more. I am loving this. And then, listen, the first time she comes here, right, we're trying to connect on to the studio. If you followed our show, we've always had, like, some craziness happen with the technical part of this thing. Something ain't working. Jen calls, drop. We're like, where's she at? I'm like, all right. I'm just like, y'all have no idea what I'm doing, like, on the other side of this studio here trying to figure stuff out. But it's cool, though. It's cool.
We're working it out.
So hopefully you guys can hear us really well. Mom, text me if you can. I can't hear y'all going in and out. Mm-hmm. Why y'all say that, though? You need to watch what you say. Like, dang. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Thank you, Mommy. Love you. I'm also frying some chicken right now, too. So I had to, though, because it was sitting in the refrigerator. And last time I was so upset, man, because I let the chicken go bad. How am I going to let the chicken go bad? I'm talking about, when you smell it a couple times, you be like, but is that really bad? I be sniffing it like, is it really? And then I call my mama. This is when you take the extra step. Like, I know something ain't right about the chicken. But I was like, Mom, if it got a little smell to it, is it bad? Like, should I throw it out? She be like, no, Marisa, you better not eat that chicken. You and Trent want to be sick. You want to get him and you sick.
I'm like, all right.
Then I throw the chicken out. I really be feeling it in my stomach. Like, my stomach be hurting because I let the chicken go bad. Like, I am so mad over the chicken being lost. I was just like, waste of money, waste of food. Like, do you know how good that chicken was going to be? Oh, my God. And the chicken people was like, got it. I had to figure out how to put that in there somewhere. I don't know. But this weekend was incredible because it was the first annual food truck festival in New Haven. Shout out to Jackie James for the New Haven business office. She's a small business director there, and she's really doing some great things for New Haven small business owners. So we're going to be connecting pretty soon to talk about what I can open up next in New Haven. I think this is great.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. Manny James performed. We went out to support him. So, yeah, Jen came up, and we enjoyed his show. So we do have a little video that we're going to put together, and I told him we'd be posting it on the page this week. So hopefully by Friday I'll just, you know, stop procrastinating and get that up. Yeah, you know, we got to edit and all this. I mean, like, why? You just can't. Can we edit straight from iPhone? Maybe the iPad does it. I don't know, right? Okay.
Actually, the Mac does it.
I know, but then I got to upload it
through
the Mac. And, okay, yeah. See, all this extra stuff. I just want something easy. Just touch the button and be like, okay. Yeah, I don't want to do any extra work. So, there. You know what? Thanks, Mom. And Dad's listening, too. Hey, Daddy. Love you. Oh my gosh. So we hope that everyone else had a great weekend. But I am a little disappointed about today because it was raining and it was freezing in Connecticut. Was it cold in Jersey?
Oh, New York, yeah, it was definitely cold. I had to wear like a coat, like my little small wool coat, but it was freaking cold.
Yeah, I had on my leather jacket today. I was not feeling that. Okay, but listen, though, what is up with this? We have to talk about this. I mean, oh, man, and this is so funny, though, because I'll tell another little story right after. But so everybody knows about Jenner, Bruce Jenner. He's now Caitlyn. Woo! Caitlyn Jenner. What a C. Okay. So there's been all kind of talks and everything. I actually read something briefly today, though, about how this golf group that he was a part of for like 15 years, they no longer want him to be a part of the group.
Oh, no, that's so sad.
Well, I don't know. I think it might have been an all-men's group or something. So, like, how do you – you can't have everything. Now you want to be a woman, and then you can't fit into the stuff that you used to fit into anymore. So
I don't know. Okay, I can see that.
Right, so I'm like, his loss, you should have thought about that if you really love that golf group. Maybe
you're a woman.
I'm just saying. So, shoot. There's probably actually a couple things that I think he should have thought about, though. Me, though, I always look at the kids. I mean, I know they're not little babies anymore, like Kylie, right? Kylie Jenner?
Kendall.
And Kendall. Mm-hmm. I mean, but still, though, now they will not have a dad. They just won't have a dad anymore. Like, their dad no longer exists. Like, it's like mommy. Mm-hmm. But then they know that they once had a dad, and then all of a sudden, like, they will never, ever be able to get him back. So I kind of feel some type of way about that. It's actually
kind of fun.
It is sad, because, like, who are you going to call daddy now? And now that he wants everybody to call him Caitlyn, you can't call him mommy, too. You already have a mommy.
Well, Kendall, what is it? Kylie's calling Tiger daddy.
That's right into our show topic on tonight. That's interesting. Listen, I want people to call in. What do you think? Okay, we're going to just like, well, we're going to play a song in a minute, and then we're going to get right into our show topic. AJ, nothing but a number, or is it? 323-792-2900. We got a special song, though, that we can play just for you tonight, just for this special show. This is like thebomb.com, and this is from the late, great Aaliyah. All right. We'll be right back, folks.
May 5th, 1993. Diary. Got it.
Take my number, for now ain't number, babe.
going to be
all right. Welcome back to the Late Night Girls. How you doing? We just have to check on that chicken real quick. I hope you like that song, Aaliyah. AJ, nothing but a number. It's easy, and I'm eating a roll right now. Don't you just love those sweet Hawaiian rolls? Ha! I know, mommy. I know. I'm eating a roll. Too much bread make you spread. I always say that. Like every time my mom said that to me, now it's stuck in my head, and I tell people at work it all the time. Like my mom always said, too much bread make you spread, and they was like, oh, that's cute.
Anything more bread, man.
I need to eat a little bit less. You know, I told you to take some, Groot. Just take it home. Take half the thing. Half, not all. I said half.
So, yes, going right into our subject, is age just a number or is it? Age ain't nothing but a number or is it? So, Marita, we'll go right to you because you're the expert.
That's so funny. I'm the expert. Too funny.
I usually stick to, like, around my range, usually older, but, I mean, I've had older, but, like, normally it's, like, somewhere around my range. But Marita, on the other hand.
Oh, what?
Oh, wait, mom and dad is looking right now.
Ain't no secret.
I don't know, I just find, like, okay, I do believe age is a number, I just feel it's more on maturity, you know, how mature the person is. What they want to do. But I have to say, if you're like in your early 20s, I am so not dealing with you, because it's like, even when I was in my early 20s, I'm not dealing with someone that age. Because this person, this guy, is basically just starting life. He's legal. He can drink. He can do all these extra things now. He probably has his own apartment for the first time. And it's just like, he's just out there trying to feel the world. And,
right.
You know.
He's not trying to be serious and settle down with nobody. Especially with an older woman. It's like,
no, I'm saying, yeah, older, even when we were their age, you know, like younger and early 20s, they were, and we're looking, women are always looking to settle down, right?
Pretty much. Well, most of them, not everybody. But now that, you know, I am in my 30s, I'm just like, okay. I do think about that, too. I'm like, I really wouldn't mind settling down at this point. So I'm not looking for that young guy that's all over the place. But now what I get when a young guy does approach me, he's like, oh, and then he tells me, oh, I'm 22. I'm like, oh, my God, you're such a baby. Oh, my God. He's like, what? He was like, no. Trust me, I know how to deal with older women. I'm mature. It's all about, you know, how you do this, your approach to life, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I hear you, but you're still 22. And it's just weird, like, for me, because like you said, like, I think back to when I was 22, I was even still all over the place, like, I don't know, and I was just like, I don't know, I can't see myself with a 22-year-old, it's just too much, and plus, for those of you that may or may not know me, I usually date older, but like, I'm talking about 20 years older. So,
I'm not lying.
No, like real, 20, 22 years older, like that was nothing for me. And so now though, I have been going down the other end of the spectrum and now dating, well, there's a 24-year-old that I've recently been talking to.
Someone particular, huh?
So, you know. But then when I went down to like 10 or 12 years, I was like, oh, that's good. I didn't went down. Like, that's young now. Like, but then all my friends are still like, you feel like an old man. I'm like, but he's 40 now. It ain't 50, 40. So I don't know. But you know what? I think, because I will say this, this is what I've learned through my experience, because I dated 22 years older than me. And now I'm starting to talk to someone that's like nine years younger. So I will say that sometimes they have the exact same things in common. Sometimes both of them have no clue about life. Yes. And I'm just like, I don't know which is worse, the 22-year-old, the 24-year-old, or the 40-year-old, or the 50-year-old. Both of y'all all act the same sometimes. I'm just like, all of y'all act exactly the same.
The games, the drama, it's like, it doesn't matter the age. That's why, like, I feel like it's the maturity, because it doesn't matter the age. I've dated 20 years older than me, too, and it's like, the games is just ridiculous. Like, wait, you're still doing this at your age? Like, really? Like, I'm the one that should be playing games like this. And
right.
Like, younger, you expect it, but older, you're like, what is up with this? So I guess it's just a person to person.
I think it definitely depends on the person. It definitely depends. had their upbringing, you know, how they were taught and raised by their parents or their family, and then their moral beliefs play a huge role in this as well. You know, if you don't have any standards, then of course you're gonna be out there running wild, running loose, running through women, not caring, having babies, not taking care of them, et cetera. So it just doesn't matter. You know, it really, really depends on the person and their mindset altogether. Right. But, you know, so I will continue today, whoever. I'm not going to really focus too much, but I will say this. I am not going to go younger than 22. I'm just going to put that stamp out there. Nope. Sorry. Don't even approach me.
Wait, don't go younger than 24.
Okay. No, okay.
24.
All right. No younger than 24.
Yeah. All right. Okay, thank you.
No, you're gonna be 24. I'm just gonna set that standard
and
for myself.
I'm 60. I just wanna lay that out there.
I'm not gonna even go older than 50 anymore.
Okay.
That I'm just gonna no. Because then I thought about it too. I was like, if we have kids, because I'm not looking to have no baby right now. But you know, maybe like the next 2 years, if I'm married and then I want to have a family, you know, an addition, and it's like they're gonna be grandpa running around with our kid, and like,
probably already, Grandpa.
Were they gonna be even older? Like, when they go to graduation or a kid's bus, they're gonna be like, "Oh, is that your granddad?" You know, and they go feel embarrassed. Child, it's gonna be embarrassed. I see no several situations like that now. And even my pastor is on up there, and he just had a baby, like with his wife though. But you know, he's married, and so
you gonna put it up there?
No, but I'm just saying, like, he's married and he's older, but. You know what? His wife is young, and she keeps him young. So it also depends on the woman that you're with, too, because you can feel young and feel great. It depends on who you're with. Like, don't let anybody, you know, make you feel old and all that stuff. So
yeah, that's true. Like, I actually was dating someone that was around my age, and I just felt old with them. They didn't want to go out. They didn't want to do anything. It was just, go check on this chicken.
Yeah. We're moving around, people. We're moving around.
So, you know, they didn't want to do anything. They just made me feel like, oh, and I'm like, wait, I'm way too young for this. Like, what the hell's going on? So, of course, I have to let that go. Definitely be with someone that makes you happy. It doesn't matter the age. Make you feel special and make you feel young. Everybody wants to feel young, right?
Right. If you can laugh with them and have a great time, that's really, really important.
Actually, I believe that's most important because at the end, when, like, the looks fade and everything else fade and nothing matters, what matters is the person that you can have a great conversation with, a person that you can talk to. Because that's all you got left when you're two old people sitting on a rocking chair. But
right.
To tell you the truth, I'm never going to be the old person sitting in a rocking chair. I'm going to be all over the place.
Yeah, my grandmother, actually, she ain't the old lady. She's like 80 now, I think. And she is not that grandma in the rocking chair. She's all over the place.
Her.
Still driving. Hey, Mother Dear, love you. We got to get Mother Dear to call in one day.
We should
all be having Mother Dear one day.
No,
oh, my God.
Let's do it.
Ma, hook that up. Is Mother Dear over there today?
Have a call in. We want to hear from Mother Dear.
Mother Dear is always giving great advice about men and all this stuff. She is so funny. Like, she talks just straight up. She tells you like it is. I remember, I'm going to say this, too, because it's funny. My sister posted on Facebook. She was like, Mother Dear was like, I don't know why men go out there and be cheating and this and that. She was like, we got the same thing that hoes got out there in the street. I'm sorry I had to say that. That was funny. That's how Mother Dear is. Like, she holds nothing back. We definitely got to get Mother Dear on this show. She can give us some wise advice. And, you know, as young people today, we really, 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 we need that older woman, that older generation to tell us, like, how it was back in the day and bring some old school morals and values back. I don't know. That's just me. Maybe I'm just old school.
No, I completely agree with you because these days, like, morals are going out the window with girls. It's like in to be a thot. It's in to be a whore. It's in to be out there,
crazy,
like, twerking on videos, being naked and doing things like that. I'm sorry. That's just wrong. You shouldn't be. I don't care what age. You know, certain things should be sacred between you and your husband. I'm not saying you should walk around like a nun. But I'm saying certain things is, like, for you and your man, you know, like, you're showing it to everyone. And people like Mother Dear is not only just, like, the old school ways, like, she's, like, so honest with it. Most of the time, your friends don't want to hurt your feelings and just won't tell you. They'll be like, yeah, you look great, and you actually don't. So I think maybe we should all be a little bit more honest, like Mother Dear.
I definitely think we should be honest. Don't wait till you get to your old age and be honest. And kids are so honest, too. Let's be like kids or let's be like old women. And, you know, being honest, just not caring anymore and just telling it like it is.
Yeah.
People will be better off for it. I really believe they will be.
Right.
I know, but we got a comment saying that lots of times older men make a younger woman look old. Interesting. You know, I think, again, that goes if he's this boring old man and he wants to keep you really conservative, because I have been with somebody like that, and they're very conservative. And they wanted me to be this conservative older woman that I'm just not. I mean, I can be very professional and conservative when I need to be, but, like, that's not my personality 24/7. Like, if you know me, that is definitely not. If you listen to me right now, you can probably tell that's not me. So, I'm just being honest.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be with someone who's going to change who you really are. I actually, my last relationship was exactly like that. They try to change who I was and all these things, and if you're not happy, just find your happiness. And if you're not happy, doesn't matter the age, let it go.
Need to be with somebody that's going to support you 100%, no matter what you do, push you in your dreams and your goals, and enhance your life, not bring you down, not hold you back. Definitely someone that compliments you. You should compliment one another out in public, in private, wherever. Compliment one another. I think that is just key. To having a great relationship, make sure that you're on the same page morally, spiritually, and, that's what we got to say. You got anything else to add to that, Jen?
Well, actually, going to that comment where an older man can make a younger woman look older, I actually saw that with a friend of mine. She was so stressed out with the stuff that her boyfriend was doing that she started aging before me. But she started looking older, and she was, like, my age, and she just started looking old, and I'm like, you can't let a man stress you like this.
No.
Stress gives you wrinkles, people.
Oh, my gosh. Bags under your eyes, circles.
Oh, no.
Make your hair fall out, turn gray. Oh, my gosh.
Don't do it.
Okay. My bad. Sex chocolate. And I dropped the mic. Think about that. Just go whatever feels right. Age ain't nothing but a number. And, you know, just make sure it's all about the mindset. But, oh, my gosh, how time flies.
Oh, here we go.
It's almost time to go, people. It really is. Like, oh, my goodness. So there's a couple things that I want to, promote and shout out real quickly. Oh, we've got the second annual Bad Girls Conference coming up. That is blessed and delivered. I'm bad, okay? Right now, get your tickets. It is Saturday, August 29th. You do not want to miss this phenomenal event. I am telling you, every bad sister ought to be in the house for this event, the Bad Girls Conference. Get your tickets online. You can visit my Facebook page if you want. Just look up my name, Marisa Baiti. But also, you can go to Eventbrite. So it's Bad Girls Conference 2015.eventbrite.com. That's Bad Girls Conference 2015.eventbrite.com. Look up the Bad Girls Conference on Facebook, Bad Girls Org Facebook page. I have been posting it on my Instagram, on my Facebook, and I'll continue to post it. We've got some great speakers. I'm talking about you will be blessed and delivered. We've got entertainment. We've got C. Woods performing. He is like the bomb.com Christian rapper. My God, it's so awesome. He never lost one. Okay, yeah, you don't know about that. Yeah, you better get on it. Let me tell you, we've got C. Day Marie Dean speaking life. Oh, my gosh, she's got a new Speak Life CD. She's done some great things. She's got a great book out called Recommitted, It's Not Too Late. That will help you ladies get your life on track. Oh, my gosh.
I recommend that.
Yes. I'm still trying to finish that book. Jen took it from me. That's why I can't finish it. Yeah. So there's a lot of things that are going on. There's a natural hair meetup. You know what? We'll post all these different events on the Late Night Girls Facebook page. If you are not following us, and you are totally missing out because you're missing all of our fabulous videos. I mean, I know you love to hear us right now, live and in person. Well, listen, you can see us live and direct. We just stole that all the way from Chris. You can see us, on our Facebook. So keep that in mind, people. Follow us. Yes, we are around. Inbox us. If you want to promote your business or service with us, definitely hit us up on Facebook, the Late Night Girls Facebook page. We cannot wait to work with you. If you are an artist, send us your music because we love to support indie artists. We do. As long as it's some good stuff, we'll play it. Nothing crazy, you know, not with all that cursing in it.
Don't try
me. Send us the clean version. I mean, we like to get rache a little bit, but not too much. But, all right, it's time to go, people. And listen, if nobody told you that they loved you on today or this week, guess what? We love you. That's right. Right here in the Late Night Girls, but more importantly, God does too. All right, babe. Listen, peace out. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And we will see you next Tuesday at 10 p.m. Please stay tuned each and every Tuesday. We love you, baby. Bye.